This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes nationwide voter education program. Election silence period begins midnight tonight. Government suspends labor approvals to 12 Middle Eastern countries amid escalating conflict in the region. Holi being celebrated with joy across the country, public urged to celebrate peacefully and respect election code. And heavy casualties as U.S.-Iran-Israel conflict intensifies. Now the news in detail. The nationwide voter education program conducted by the Election Commission has been completed. The campaign aimed at informing citizens about the importance of elections, the voting process and reducing invalid votes was carried out in all 6,743 wards across the country. The program began on February 15 and concluded on Sunday, covering all 753 local levels. To ensure effective implementation and monitoring, the Commission had appointed focal persons at the local level to oversee the program and conduct necessary orientations. Meanwhile, the silence period for the upcoming House of Representatives election will begin from midnight tonight. According to the Election Commission, political parties and candidates are allowed to campaign only until today. The 48-hour silence period will remain in effect until polling stations close on voting day. During this period, all forms of election campaigning and promotional activities are strictly prohibited. The Commission has stated that discussions, interactions, assemblies, workshops, seminars and any form of vote solicitation through any medium will not be allowed. In addition, campaign materials placed within 300 meters of polling stations must be removed 48 hours before voting begins. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari warned that any candidate or political parties found violating the silence period provisions could face cancellation of their candidacy. The Commission has urged all stakeholders to strictly comply with the Election Code of Conduct to ensure free, fair and peaceful polls. Meanwhile, security arrangements have been significantly strengthened across the country. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has urged voters to exercise their sovereign franchise with confidence, assuring that law and order mechanisms have been reinforced to ensure a free, fair and fearless election. Home Minister Arial, accompanied by Home Secretary Rajkumar Shrestha, Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki and Armed Police Force Chief Raju Arial, inspected security preparations in Banke, Acham, Bajang, Bajura and Kailali districts, warning that any attempt to disrupt the democratic process would face legal action. Likewise, security has been further tightened in Madhes province, particularly along the Nepal-India border. The Madhes Province Police Office in Janakpur Dham stated that out of 2,160 polling stations in the province, 1,246 have been categorized as highly sensitive, 755 as sensitive and 159 as normal. Enhanced surveillance and checkpoints have been established. Likewise, Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki has directed police personnel nationwide to treat the election as a national responsibility and to remain strategically deployed before, during and after polling. Similarly, the Nepali Army has also confirmed that, as in previous elections, a joint security team will transport ballot boxes to counting centres after voting concludes. The Army reaffirmed its role in ballot security, transport and third-tier protection under the Integrated Security Plan. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission has urged all stakeholders to strictly comply with the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission expressed concern over reports of code violations during campaigning, including misuse of children, threats to journalists and improper use of election symbols, calling for a human rights-friendly, peaceful and transparent electoral environment. The government has suspended labor approvals for foreign employment in 12 Middle Eastern countries following escalating conflict in the region. issuing a notice, the Department of Foreign Employment said labor permits under both individual and institutional categories have been halted indefinitely. Spokesperson Chandra Bahadur Sibakoti said the decision was taken due to the worsening security situation in the Middle East and Gulf region. The suspension applies to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Iraq, Yemen, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Israel. The move follows intensified hostilities involving the United States and Israel and retaliatory actions by Iran, raising security concerns across several Gulf countries. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Council of Ministers has decided to ensure the safety of Nepalese stranded in Middle Eastern airports as repatriation is currently not possible due to airport closures. Foreign Minister Balananda Sarma said the government is coordinating efforts to keep Nepali citizens safe where they are, including arranging accommodation and working with employers and airlines. Nepali embassies in the region have been placed on high alert and instructed to closely monitor the situation. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the safety of Nepali nationals remains the government's top priority and has urged Nepalese in the Middle East to remain indoors, follow official security advisories, and avoid unnecessary travel and stay in regular contact with Nepali missions. According to the ministry, around 1.7 million Nepalese are living and working in the Middle East. Likewise, the government is also preparing to form a rapid action team to address emerging challenges. Officials say Nepalese in the region are reported so safe so far. In a separate statement, Nepal expressed deep concern over the evolving situation and urged all parties to exercise restraint, resolve differences through dialogue, and uphold international law and the UN Charter. The Embassy of Nepal, Doha, has likewise urged Nepalese in Qatar to follow local security directives, avoid spreading unverified information, and remain in close contact with the embassy. Authorities say they are closely monitoring developments and will take further decisions as necessary. Phagu Purnima, or Holi, the festival of colors, is being celebrated with great enthusiasm across the country. Across the hilly and mountainous regions of the country today, while the Tarai districts will observe the festival tomorrow. Also known as the Spring Festival, the festival marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav extended best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalese at home and abroad. Regarded as one of the major cultural and religious festivals promoting social harmony, unity and goodwill among people of all communities, authorities this year have urged the public to celebrate the festival peacefully and responsibly given the upcoming house election. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office, Kathmandu, has imposed a ban on wearing clothes or materials bearing election symbols or political party flags during Holi celebrations, citing the election code of conduct ahead of the upcoming house election. Authorities have urged the public to celebrate the festival in a dignified and peaceful manner, preferably within home premises, and to avoid activities that may disturb others or violate the code of conduct. Police have also stated that no additional Holi-related programs will be organized in the Basantapur area beyond traditional observance. Holi formally begins with the raising of the ceremonial cheer and concludes with its burning on the night of the full moon, marking the triumph of good over evil and reinforcing the message of unity and goodwill. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The conflict involving the United States, Israel and Iran has intensified sharply with mounting casualties and widening regional impact. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that American military operations against Iran will continue until what he described as Washington's objectives are achieved, adding that there could be further U.S. casualties and pledged to avenge the deaths of three American service members. U.S. Central Command confirmed that 3 U.S. personnel were killed and 5 others seriously wounded, as the U.S. military says it has struck more than 1,000 targets inside Iran following joint operations with Israel. Iranian authorities say at least 153 people, including children, were killed in a strike that reportedly hit a school. Iran has launched retaliatory attacks on U.S.-linked military sites across the Gulf region. As the situation escalates, global oil prices rose sharply, reflecting concerns over regional stability and energy supplies. International observers are urging restraint amid fears of a broader regional conflict. Now, to deal with the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy conditions over the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the remaining mountainous regions, and mainly fair over the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province, as well as the mountainous regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Likewise, morning mist is likely in a few places of the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission completes nationwide voter education program. Election silence period begins midnight tonight. Government suspends labor approvals to 12 Middle Eastern countries amid escalating conflict in the region. Holi being celebrated with joy across the country, public urged to celebrate peacefully and respect election code. And heavy casualties as U.S.-Iran-Israel conflict intensifies. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.